You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
It is 3 p.m. on March 17th, 2023. Welcome to episode 11 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, and feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up is, let me look. Plastic Owls X with Barnett, with the Barnett Highway, a porch for every home. That was the Barnett Highway, A Porch for Every Home from ID3S X, a compilation album. Next up is Confucianaire's Westernization. Here is The Faintest of Hearts.
The only thing Plan B's ever done was destroy.
I'd like to discuss DSF athletics at this time. There were three events on March 11th. Track and field teams completed the two-day NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships at Virginia Sports Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Distances are in meters with times in minutes and seconds, which may be given in decimals. Marie-Eloi Leclerc, the first GNAC women's 60-meter finalist, dashed 7.47 for seventh. About 90 minutes later, Leclerc ran women's 200-meter finals at 23.84 for fifth, the highest ever finish for a GNAC athlete, to earn the first-ever SFU's All-American honors in a sprint event since SFU joined NCAA in 2010. Later on, Charlie Donat could not compete in men's 3000 due to sickness. SFU men's earned 0 points, while women's earned 6 points for 29th on Marie-Eloi Leclerc's performances in the NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships at Virginia Sports Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Also on March 11th, softball played a doubleheader against Western Washington. The Red Leaves were shaded 1-0 before destroying the Vikings 8-1 at Viking Field in Bellingham, Washington. On March 13th, men's golf team played in Tim Tierney Shootout hosted by Cal State East Bay in Alameda, California. The Red Leaves finished second after firing 7 over par, 569 strokes in 2 rounds, just 3 shots behind Cal State San Marcos. Michael Crislogo led the Red Leaves with 4 under par, 140 strokes for 8th overall, 1 shot ahead of Jordan Bean, who finished in a tie for 9th. Round 3, that was supposed to take place on March 14th, was canceled due to high winds. There was a 3-way tie for first between Andy Yoon of CSU Dominguez, Greg Mouse of Cal State San Marcos, and Luke Duggar of Holy Names as the trio fired 8 under par, 136 strokes each. A series of tiebreakers awarded Yoon first, Mouse second, and Duggar third. On March 14th, SFU announced timelines for renovation of the Lorne Davy Complex starting next week. Staff offices, including athletics, recreation, marketing, and communications, along with the NCAA Academic Center, will move to temporary locations. On March 15th, SFU Athletics Recreation announced Men's Basketball ID Camp open for registration. The camp takes place between April 14th and 15th. On March 16th, swimmer Randon Hall was awarded for his academic performance as he was named to the 2022-23 Academic All-District NCAA Division II Men's Swimming and Diving Team, chosen by College Sports Communicators. Hall, a physics major, has earned a 4.33 GPA while achieving career best times in 8 events this season. To be eligible, a student athlete must be at least a sophomore, earn a minimum 3.5 GPA, and compete in at least half of their team's competitions. SFU softball are playing a doubleheader against Western Oregon today. The Red Leaves fell to the Wolves 5-2 in Game 1 at OOO Softball Field in Monmouth, Oregon, where Game 2 is taking place right now. Currently, there is no score in the bottom of third, hosted by the Western Oregon Wolves.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across 5 regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, the softball standings. Great Northwest Athletic Conference is NCAA Division II. Western Washington is first at 3-1 conference, 11-9 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 3-1 conference, 12-11 overall for second. Western Oregon, third, 2-1 conference, 10-14 overall. St. Martin's, fourth, 1-1 conference, 10-5 overall. Montana State Billings, 5th, 1-3 conference, 7-12 overall. Simon Fraser, 6th, 1-4 conference, 6-17 overall. Central Washington is last with no conference game played as of yet, with a 9-10 overall record. Conference records come first, with overall records being used to break conference record ties for overall standings.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
To teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Welcome to the second half of episode 11 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, along with a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up is the third act of the hour, King Tufts, Small Town Stardust. The tune is How I Love.
Tired for